fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and his son Asa became king in his place. The land was undisturbed for 10 years during his days. And Asa did what was good and right in the sight of the Lord his God. For he removed the foreign altars in high places, tore down the memorial stone, cut down the Asherah, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to comply with the law and the commandment. He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah. And the kingdom was undisturbed under him. He built fortified cities in Judah. Since the land was undisturbed, and there was no one at war with him during those years, because the Lord had given him rest. For he said to Judah, let's build these cities and surround them with walls and towers, gates and bars. The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered.
Against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots. And he came to Maresha. So Asa went out to meet him, and they drew up in battle formation in the valley of Zephathah at Maresha. Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one besides you to help in the battle between the powerful and those who have no strength. Help us, Lord our God, for we trust in you. And in your name have come against this multitude. Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. So the Lord routed the Ethiopians before Asa, before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Asa and the people who were with him pursued them. Of
fatally struck those who own the livestock. And they led away large numbers of sheep and camels. Then they returned to Jerusalem.